We're back with another episode of the Mentally Obsessed podcast, where obsessions are completely valued. Before we begin, be sure to rate this episode wherever you get your podcasts. Please also don't forget to like and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mentally Obsessed. I'm your host, Rhys Smart, and I'm so happy to give a warm, Mentally Obsessed welcome to our brand new co-host, Courtsy Boo. She'll be joining me in future episodes discussing our current obsessions alongside interviews with your favourite voice actors from your favourite video games. Hello, Courtsy. How's it going?
Hi. It's going good. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that when you look for a co-host that we both were like, yes. When you posted on Twitter, I was like, oh, yes, this is exactly what I've been looking for and wanting to do. So I'm so happy to like be along on this adventure with you.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. When you reached out, I was like, yes, straight away. I was like, yes, Courtsy, you're joining me. So to begin, we're going to play an icebreaker. And the icebreaker is two lies and a truth. And I'll start with two lies and then a truth. And then Courtsy has got to guess which one's the truth while the other two are lies. Okay? Do we understand? Are we in?
Oh, yes. I'm ready.
Okay. So here we go. I have sprained my ankle. I hate pasta. And what else? I'm trying to think of these at the top of my head. I did not write these down. my favorite color is purple.
I think the lie is that you hate pasta.
Yes, that is a lie.
I was going to say, who hates pasta?
I know, right?
Let's see here. Every bone that I have broken has been on the left side of my body. Oh my goodness. Hold on. I'm trying to think of what to say here. Okay, because I didn't write these down either. I love the new Dungeons and Dragons movie, and my first job was working at a fast food Mexican food restaurant.
Okay, I remember you mentioning on your stream that you had broke every bone in the left side, so that one's a truth.
Yeah, that is the truth.
And then the rest are two lies. See, I'll listen.
I was like, hold on, what is it that I need to do? I'd be like, I hate the color yellow. And I was like, wait a minute. No, that's not right. I was like, I love the color yellow. So, yeah, I mean, that was fun. I always try to like, I haven't played Two Truths and a Lie since I think I was maybe in like high school, and it was like a drinking game.
Oh, I love drinking games.
Yeah, so I know that you are obviously across the pond from me. So like, what kind of drinking games do you guys have over there versus, I wonder, of the ones over here?
So normally we always play the truth or dare. That is like the main one you play when you do drinking games.
Well, that one's fun. We play like, we have a bunch of different ones actually over here. We have this one called like King's Cup, which last time I played that, I think I lost and I ended up getting a little too tipsy. But basically, I can't remember if you play cards or if it's kind of like truth or dare or two truths and a lie. You could do it anyway, honestly. But you set this one big cup, like in the middle of whoever's playing. And as like people win, and if you like lose, you have to like pour some of your drink into the cup, right? And then whoever is the ultimate loser has to drink the whole cup that got filled up. So like whoever loses last. Yeah. So like whatever everyone's drinking, obviously you're not like putting like your germs on it or anything. It's just a clean cup and everyone pours into it. So that one's fun. Then we do two truths and a lie. Do you guys do beer pong over there?
We've started to. We've taken that from you, from the Americans.
Yeah. You can actually make, if you want to make it fun, you can make it like wizarding pong and make it with like the three hoops on the table on each end. And you have to try to shoot through the hoops into the cup.
Oh, no way. That sounds fun. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. So next time, but don't fall and hurt your arm again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I fell over while I was at a pub and hurt my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that again. So have fun, but be safe.
I've noticed that, like, British people don't play many games anymore. I did when I was younger, but now I'm older. All we do is just go out to the clubs, and that's it. That's pretty much it. I mean, I rarely go out. I mean, it's like once every couple of months, not even that. Like, so my anxiety and everything, so I don't go out. But normally, so you go out, go to the pub, have a few beers, and then go out to the clubs. Like, that's how it used to work when I used to work in a pub. Everyone always used to meet up there first, and then they would head towards the clubs. So I was thinking the UK doesn't do many drinking games anymore. Disappointing.
I feel like as you get older, you lose the drinking games because you're drinking for more serious reasons. Versus when you're younger and you're like drinking just like for funsies, like, because here, you know, you can't drink until you're 21. So I feel like a lot of people that drink before they turn quote unquote legal, that's when they play a lot of the games and stuff. But I feel like as you get older and stuff, you kind of lose that because you're like out at the clubs, like you said, like you're dancing, you're doing whatever. There was a bar that I used to go to back home. It was like an arcade bar. And that was fun. And they would host like beer pong tournaments. Obviously, this is all like pre-COVID. So that was a lot of fun. But that's probably like the last time that played a lot of like fun games while trying to drink. So.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So how are you anyway? Did I ask that question yet? I don't know.
No, you hadn't asked yet. I'm doing good. I've just been really like, so I've been on a job search lately, and that's been very draining. For those of you who don't follow me on any social media or anything, I am in a process of getting my psychology degree with a focus on mental health. And I last August fell and destroyed my ankle, which ended up making me pretty much lose my job because I had to have surgery. It's about probably, I think I was up and walking again, like the end of October. And I was doing a very like standing up all the time, moving around all the time job. So obviously I couldn't continue to do that. I took another job, but I kind of got like mean girled. Like, I had made a comment And these were all like younger girls. I'm a little older. And I had made a comment that like one of the comments that they had made really kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. And then I guess I should have never said that, because after that, it was like, it was their mission to basically like get me not to work there anymore. And I mean, they succeeded. I left. So I've just been job searching, and I'm happy to say that I have two interviews this week. So one is actually later today, and it is in a like basically an administrative assistant to a therapist, which would be great obviously for my degree. And then another one is a case manager for a psychiatric facility, which is basically helping patients find programs within the community to help them once they leave the facility, which that one I'm really excited for and have an interview for in person tomorrow. So fingers crossed, everyone, that they will love me. But other than that, I've been doing pretty good. I mean, my brother and his girlfriend are coming this weekend, and yeah, but how are you? How are things over in your neck of the woods? I know you've been kind of having a rough few days.
Yeah, well, I've been helping my sister move. My sister's moved closer to me, which is great. I have been going downhill in my mental health quite recently. Like I was back in hospital due to, you know, having suicidal thoughts and, you know, just wanting to end my life basically. So, just a trigger warning to anyone before we go deeper into this, but yeah. So I wasn't feeling too well, and then I have been staying with my sister for a bit, so I've been helping her. That's been fun, and been seeing loads of therapists and out of hours teams, and then I've got a meeting tomorrow and then a meeting on Friday. I'm busy, like, you know, with meetings. And then I'm trying to plan future episodes for Mentally Obsessed as well. Just so we've got, like, you know, a structure to follow. Because normally I don't plan my podcasts in advance. I have to, because when I normally get a guest on, I need to obviously either email themselves or their agent or publicist or whatever. So the episode is kind of planned, but it's not at the same time. Like, it goes through the process of writing questions down, and then after writing those questions down, then sending them to the guests or the agent so they can check through it and make sure there's no, like, we're not breaking any NDAs or all that kind of malarkey. So yeah, like, I've been starting to plan my podcast episodes now, so that hopefully you give me a bit more structure and actually something to do, because most of the time I'm bored out of my brains.
Yeah. What is the experience like being like in facility, you know, with your self-harm and stuff? I know how things are kind of over here, but I don't know how it is over there for you.
So they check on you pretty much like once every half an hour or something like that. I can't remember the specifics to it. And they took my shoelaces off me. I had no shoelaces. I had a sling at the time, and they took that off me as well. And you're not allowed to charge your phone without going to a special room where they keep like the chargers locked up. I'm just trying to think, like, if I'm allowed to speak about it, but I should be able to, like, it's my experiences and not giving anything away, obviously. Yeah, so that's kind of how things work over here.
Right. I know in, like, when places that I've worked, they're not even allowed to have their phones, which I think is probably, I feel like sometimes that's a good thing, because I feel like sometimes your phones can contribute to some of the mental health issues that you're having. I know that there's been times in my past where I wonder if I would have felt as crummy as I did if I didn't have my phone, you know, with exes or even like ex-friends. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes when you are trying to communicate with someone and they're not getting back to you, that hurts. And so when you have your phone and you're constantly checking it and stuff, it's almost like a gut punch every time you check it, right? So for you guys to have like your phones, that I think that is interesting, to say the least. I think it can go either way though, because I know some people really use their phones as like it helps them, and then some people it's the opposite.
That's what I was thinking, like if I actually had taken my phone away from me, I think I would have lost it even more. Because there's pretty much nothing to do in there besides eat, sleep, and obviously see your doctors and interact with the staff. But that's pretty much it, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, that I think that's definitely something that people have to, the doctors have to evaluate. I mean, I know the facility that I was working at was also like drug detox. So I do kind of wonder sometimes if that's why they don't let the people have their phone, because they're worried about like people getting in touch with their dealers and trying to like sneak drugs into the facility. So I think that's interesting. I've also seen it though go badly as like when people need to like call like their work or whatever to let them know like, hey, I'm like going through this and I will not be there. So I've definitely seen some stressful situations where people are like, yeah, like that's fine not having my phone, but like, what do I do with work basically?
Yeah. Yeah. So, current obsessions, let's see. What is your current obsession, Courtsy Bing?
My current obsession, me and my wife have been watching RuPaul Drag Race, like all of the old seasons, because we watch, what was it, season 15, and then they have All Stars going on right now. Well, I was like, well, wait, I want to see all the seasons from where all the queens are coming from, like on All Stars. And so I was like, well, let's just watch all the seasons for all the queens that are coming. So we had to go back to season 2. I think we watched season 5, maybe 10. And I think, are we in 11 right now? I think we're in 11 or 12. No, we're in 11. And then we have to watch 12. And then finally we can watch All Stars, which is like current. So we've really been into Drag Race lately, which I think is something that is being taught to me. I didn't grow up around a lot of like gay, like drag queens, nothing, which I think is one of the reasons why I came out so late in life, because like in my mind, like that just wasn't like a thing. It was just, I wasn't taught that it was wrong. I just never like saw it happen in front of me. And I think if I had, maybe that I would have like put the pieces together sooner, because I didn't come out till I was like almost in my 30s. And finally, like right before the pandemic happened, I actually almost got like engaged to a guy. And I was like, actually, I don't think this is what I want. And then I had my like first like full-blown relationship with a woman. And I was like, oh, this is what all those love songs are about. So like it was just like finally that little piece of me like came to fruition. So watching Drag Race has been like very kind of educational for me too. I know that a lot of it is like drag queens and it's gay men and that's fine. But I think, you know, from somebody, I don't particularly label myself as a lesbian, more pansexual, but like as a woman, loving woman, like there's a lot that could be learned too from watching them. So we've really been into RuPaul's lately. And then I've also been really playing Disney Dreamlight Valley. And that's been a lot of fun, although I'm waiting for them to drop more updates because I feel like every time they drop an update, I grind it out and then I'm like, I don't know what to do with this game. And then I've been trying to hone in my skills on Dead by Daylight, which they just released. And spoiler, if you don't want to know what they released, please skip forward like 5 seconds. Just released for their anniversary, they're going to put in Nicolas Cage. And I was like, wait, what? So I think they're really throwing us all for a loop for that. I don't know if he's going to be a survivor or a bad guy, but I'm very curious to see what happens.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. Going back to RuPaul's Drag Race, who's your favorite drag queen?
Probably Jinx Monsoon, honestly. Yes. I just love her. Yes, she just, I don't know, when we watched that season, I just felt like this connection with her. I thought the girls were really mean and kind of bullied her. Like the, who was it? Was it, it wasn't Alexis Michelle, was it? Is that who it was? I just looked it up last night. Hold on, let me, I have it here. Who was it? No, it was Roxy Andrews. That's who I'm thinking of. Was very, very just like mean-spirited to her. And like, I grew up like kind of being picked on and stuff. So like seeing her like go through it and like just go through it with such like poise and then winning and then just like becoming this huge like icon for drag queens like on Broadway and like singing and stuff. I'm like, I like get goosebumps like talking about her. So I just like love her. She just brings like this huge light into like life. She just actually put out her first like comedy thing on, I think, like Amazon Prime. I haven't got to watch it yet, but I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna let you know how it is. Do you have a favorite drag queen out of RuPaul's?
So I'm going to go with Jinx Monsoon as well. However, I like Katia and Trixie Mattel as well. Those two are awesome.
I did like Katya. I did like Trixie. My wife's a big fan of Trixie as well. I think Katya was really funny. Trixie Mattel, I think she was funny, but like her makeup's almost too much for me. Like, you know, I don't know how else to explain that. Like, it's beautiful, but also like, I can't ever imagine wearing that much, which really shouldn't have an effect on anything, but it does.
Oh, no way. So, yeah, my current obsession right now is Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast, all the way. Talking to Mr. Beast, I had a Mr. Beast burger the other day, and
oh, okay.
I was like, I need to try one because I know there's one local to me. Every time I drive past it to go to my sister's, I'm like, I need a Mr. Beast burger, and I never had one. And then I went to my mum's, checked on Just Eat, which is like Grubhub for you, I think it's called. Scrolling through that, and I see Mr. Beast burger, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've got to order a Mr. Beast burger. I had the Carl Deluxe and some fries and a cookie and a bottle of Coke. And I got it delivered. And mum was like, no way. No way did you order a Mr. Beast burger. And I go, yeah, I ordered one. And she goes, you are obsessed. And she's like, let me guess, the Carl burger. And I was like, yeah, the Carl burger. So, and then I started eating it, and my face just like, you know, lit up with how nice it was.
That sounds nice. My little brother and his girlfriend ordered his like I don't know if it's protein or energy drink. I don't know him that much. Like, I'm not super familiar with this brand that he has. My little brother is actually one of the ones that, like, talked to me about him. But whatever they said that they ordered from him said that it was great too. So if I see, if I see something of his, I want to try it, because I feel like if you're saying it's good and they're saying it's good, then it's probably something that I need to, like, figure out. I need to try it.
Yeah. So his other brand is called Feastables, which is chocolate. Feastables. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. I looked him up while you were talking. That's what it was. They got the chocolate from him. Yeah. Okay.
Which, that's coming to the UK soon. Can't wait to have that. I'll be having that.
Yeah. They said, I'm all like, I'm going to look it up right now because I want to know. I think they did say that they ordered it. So this is just a YouTuber that, like, all of a sudden just, like, blew up.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
How interesting. Oh, his chocolate does look good. He's got a sweet and savory. I keep it simple. It's nuts and the crispiest. So once they have it over the UK, I guess you know your options. Because one is a chocolate sea salt, the original almond, and is it quinoa crunch? I don't know about that. But, I mean, the rest of the stuff looks like good. Oh, wait, he has new flavors. There's one called D's Nuts, Milk Crunch, and Milk Chocolate. So, you have things to look forward to. I hope that when you... Oh, they have a sampler pack. When you try it, that it's as good as that burger was.
I know, right? They're also bringing out Carl gummies as well, so I'm looking forward to that. Hoping they'll bring that over.
Yeah. I was seeing that over on his website too. Maybe we need to have like a testing feast.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. Like, mukbang, like for YouTube.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like he's got two flavors that you can order over in the UK right now, which is the D's Nuts and Milk Crunch. So, and maybe it's coming sooner than you think.
Oh, yay. Yay.
Something to look forward to, I know.
Another thing I'm really obsessed with right now is I'm listening to a podcast called Female Criminals. I think that is really freaking interesting.
Is that the one by Wondery?
Parcast.
Yes, I've listened to that one before, and it's very fascinating because I think that when you think of females, you don't necessarily think of criminals per se. So I think that I think that's a good option for you. I really like them. So a good call. Do you have a favorite female criminal that they've covered so far?
I really liked the Salem Trials one. I listened to it at night.
Oh, yeah.
Just when I'm falling asleep. So I wake up to and played. So I haven't really sat there and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
if you like listening about that stuff, my favorite podcast, it's called Morbid, but the girls are from that New England area, like where Salem is. And they do a really good podcast, like coverage of that. They do a good coverage of that. They've done a great coverage of Jack the Ripper. I don't know if you are interested in him at all, but they did like a 5-episode spread, and they just are finishing up a 5-episode spread of H.H. Holmes.
Ah.
Yeah. So if you are curious about that and want to get obsessed with another podcast, I highly recommend them to you and anybody listening. They probably are the ones that got me listening to podcasts the most. They have like 500 something episodes. So 100% suggest them if you're looking for a new obsession.
Hell yeah. Sorry, I got that from Zombie.
No, you're good. You're
she's
good.
Like that all the time. It's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, she's a hoot.
Shout out to Kai Zombies, who's a lovely streamer.
Yeah. Make sure to go follow her on Twitter and on Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So one more thing I'm obsessed with is another podcast, and that's Banter with Carl Jacobs, Satnap, and George Not Found. You know what? I find myself to be one of those type of people that love like Dream, Carl, Tubbo, all those, you know, big Minecraft YouTubers. And I'm like, sometimes it's kind of embarrassing to say I'm 25 years old and they're a bit younger. Carl's the same age. Satnap's the same age, I think. I think Satnap's a bit younger and George Not Found's the same age as well. But like, I feel like, I want to be a part of this fandom. It's a really nice fandom. But like, it's kind of embarrassing sometimes. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'll support these streamers. These are really nice streamers.
Coming from somebody that is in their 30s in the streaming world, don't ever be embarrassed of who you support because of age. There's definitely some times where I'm like, I should not be as entertained as I am by this 22, 23-year-old.
Yeah, I know. But,
I mean, I feel like that's just the age or era that we're kind of in, have all these like younger people kind of streaming and stuff. So if you like them, shoot, support them. I mean, life's too hard to just be out here and be like, oh, I don't know, I feel awkward because they're younger than me.
It is, the youths can keep you up to date with all the slang and everything like that as well. It could be educational.
Exactly. Yes, that's the mindset you need to have. It's an educational streamer that you're watching.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I went to get an x-ray on my arm the other day because I'd broken that, referred to earlier when I spoke about breaking it. But I went to the x-ray room and the lovely lady at the desk, she's typing, she goes, you need to go to the under 18 section to get your x-ray done. I look at her with a massive smile on my face and I go, I'm 25 years old. And then she turns around to my support worker and she goes, oh, so are you his mom? And my support worker's like, no, I get that a lot though.
Oh no. I wish that I got that, but I don't. I think I've hit that age where it's like, oh, you're probably old enough. Even like where I live kind of in a more restrictive state when it comes to like buying alcohol and stuff like that. And so I get ID'd here a lot more than when I'm not in the state. And like, sometimes I'm like, if I just need like a little boost, I'll just go. I'm like, okay, hopefully they'll ID me. No, sometimes they do not. And I'm like, do I look that old?
Yeah, I was ID'd today as well. Didn't have it at first. The guy at the counter was like, have you got any ID? I was like, oh, I don't have it. Let me go get it. And like, he like shakes his head like, I know you're underage. Like, why are you trying to buy like, you know, cigarettes? I had to buy some cigarettes for my sister. And so I marches back up to the flat, gets my ID, comes back down and I go, can I have some of this, please? And he's like, yeah, have you got your ID? And I'm like, yes, I have it this time. Because I don't always carry it on me because I'm not expecting to be ID'd because I'm like, I'm 25 now. And I'm like, not expecting it. So I never have it on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really bad about that. I let my wife carry it, like, if we're out, and sometimes I'll forget to, like, get it back from her, and then, like, I'll be doing something like ask for my ID, and I'm like, well, I don't have it, so never mind. Like, I'm so bad about, like, keeping up with my wallet and stuff like that, because, like, I don't like carrying a bag with me. So a lot of times, a lot of my, like, debit card ID and stuff end up with my wife, and then we'll be, like, not together somewhere, and I'll be like, oh, crap. So Apple Pay really comes into handy when that happens. Yeah. At least I can buy things.
Yeah, Apple Pay is really handy. Anyway, moving on. Why is mental health important to you, by the way? Like, do you have it in your content? And, you know, why is it important to you?
So mental health's pretty important to me just because, like, I grew up with a really tough childhood. My mom was a meth addict for most of my childhood. And so that put a lot of, like, the adult responsibilities on me. And then she had my little brother, so ended up being, like, me taking care of him and her. And then as I got older, you know, you have to kind of fight those demons and situations that you kind of learned to cope when you were younger. My mom still is, she's clean now, but she's not doing drugs, but she's heavily drinking. So she really kind of just traded one thing for another. And I just wonder how things would have been different if somebody just took, like, 5 minutes longer to talk to my mom, or 5 minutes longer to, like, talk to me. Or, you know, there was a situation when my little brother was a baby where we had the CPS, which is Child Protective Services over here in the States, called on my mom. And this is when I was very young. It's probably like 11, 12. I just remember it was when my brother was a baby. So, and he was born when I was 11. And so a CPS officer came over to the house and was, like, wanting to talk to my mom while she wasn't home. And it was just like, I had a friend over, it was just me and my friend. And I think my little brother was with me. I can't remember. And she was kind of asking me all these questions. And I just was like, really, like, oh, I'm gonna, like, not, like, answer these, because, like, I knew that my mom was, like, doing drugs and doing this and, like, doing all these things that she wasn't supposed to. And because of that, later down the road, my mom had to go in for a drug test, and she obviously wasn't gonna pass it, and she basically had me, like, pee for her so that she could, like, sneak it in. And when somehow she contaminated it, and we ended up, like, kind of, like, running from the cops. And then finally, when, you know, we sat down and had to talk to the CPS person, like, in the office, and they're asking me kind of, like, does your mom do this and that? And, like, I lied because I didn't want anything bad to happen to my mom. But also, it's like, I just wonder if somebody had just taken the extra time to notice that, like, things weren't good, even if that didn't mean, like, taking my mom away, maybe, like, making sure that us as the children were, like, getting some maybe mental help. I do remember when I was, like, in, like, early school, like probably like fifth or sixth grade. I know grades are kind of like different from here to there, but I did have like a school counselor, and I think she knew more than I thought she knew looking back on it. And she, I just remember her catering to me a little bit, having me join chess club, like, even though I didn't know how to play chess, and like, you know, would come talk to me and stuff like that. So I'm pretty passionate about it because I just want to be that person for someone else. You know, I want to like hopefully stop somebody from suffering like all the things I had to suffer when I was younger, and, you know, fight those demons that pop up as we get older, because not everything bad happens when we're young. I mean, there's totally a ton of stuff that happens when we're older. And I think, you know, the fact that mental health has been such a taboo subject for so long that a lot of people need more help than they realize. And I think that people need to realize that it's not wrong to ask for help. Because it's just like a muscle in your body, like your brain is, right? Like, in when you break something like a bone or something like that, like, you need help getting it better most of the time. You need a brace or, you know, surgery, yeah, or whatever. So like, why wouldn't you need that for your brain? And I think especially being part of the LGBTQIA community and being a streamer, you see tons of like people still having like old information about like basically that being gay is a mental illness, which is not true. They took that out of the DSM-5, which is like the book of like mental illnesses that they have to help like diagnose people. They took that, I think, out in like the 60s or 70s. And even now, like, people try to say that like being trans is a mental illness, which that was never ever like written down in this book. There's definitely like gender dysphoria, which is a lot of time people are diagnosed with kind of when they're in that like middle stage where they're trying to decide what their body's telling them, right? Like, if they are feeling more feminine and they're in a masculine body, like, is this just something that they're feeling? Maybe they're kind of fluid, or, you know, in their heart of hearts, do they know that, you know, they're female and they just have the wrong body parts, basically? And so I just, you know, I think that, you know, the more we talk about these things, the more we shout them from like our platforms, or, you know, even in quiet or whatever, more people be more comfortable talking about them, especially like in this day and age in the United States where we have so many things coming for queer people and stuff like that. I mean, it's just hard, you know, I think it's hard around the world right now. And I think that more people need to have a place where they feel like they can talk. So, I mean, I'm pretty just passionate about it because I kind of look at my own life and I'm like, how could things have been different if I had known the help was out there? Or if, you know, somebody had taken 5-10 more minutes to realize that something was wrong, basically.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's been really interesting to listen, but obviously it's such a traumatic time. It was a traumatic time for you.
Yeah, thanks for giving me basically a platform to like come and talk about it. I mean, I think that sharing my story is like important, and I encourage other people to tell their stories when they're ready. I know that sometimes sharing stories is very traumatic. But I think, you know, the more you work on yourself and everything else, like, the easier it will be to tell that story when you're ready.
Definitely. Well, I suppose we're about to wrap things up. We've been recording for nearly 45 minutes. We've been waffling, but no, that is perfect. So where can everyone find you, Courtney?
So everyone can find me pretty much on the same handle on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at CourtneyBoo. And I try to stream two to three times a week, and I am variety streamer of Disney Dreamlight Valley, Dead by Daylight. I'm trying to think of what else. I kind of just play whatever I feel like at the moment. I've been rethinking about doing a new Borderlands campaign. So if any of you fellow, you know, Vault Hunters are out there and want to come watch or even join me, let me know. I'm like, it's always more fun to play Borderlands with friends.
Yeah, you can find me on all my social media at IamReSmart. Besides Instagram, I've got that change to just ReSmart, which Reese is spelled RHYSSMART. And yeah, you can join us next time for another episode of Mentally Obsessed. Don't forget to rate the episode and give us some feedback. I want to know what you think. And remember, no one's ever alone and you're all valued.
Yes. Also, do we want to mention maybe writing into if they have like any questions or like have anything they want to share and we can talk about type of thing?
Yeah, definitely. If you have any questions or you've got some input towards a future episode, you're more than welcome to get involved. You can either tweet at Mentally Obsessed on Twitter, or you can get in touch via email at hello@mentallyobsessed.com. And yeah, we'll read out whatever's happening next time.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to future episodes with you and our future interviews. So it is so great to be here and tell everybody hi and introduce myself.
Let's go. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you.